It's time for a little taste . Okay, so I just watched Are You in the House Alone, a made-for-TV horror movie from 1978. I never seen it before, and the reason I'm watching it now is Vinegar Syndrome just recently put out a box set called Televised Terror Volume 1, and this is one of the three movies in that. So after I got my enormous box that was related to the halfway to Black Friday sale, and I took a picture of me in a coma responding to the momentous occasion, which if you're in one of the Vinegar Syndrome groups on Facebook, you may have seen this picture. After I recovered from that, this is the first thing I cracked open. And I had recently watched some TV movies, which I think I've done at least an episode or a few on early on this, you know, podcast earlier, and I was in the mood for more. And then that's when I learned about this box set. So of course I'm a subscriber, so it was coming anyway, but I didn't know that. So I was excited enough that I just picked one of these out to watch. And I'll just say, yeah, I definitely enjoyed, I just watched it. Like, I just finished watching it moments ago. So this is a raw reaction. I haven't really had a chance to think about any of it. But so yeah, if I miss details, that's why. Although I probably would have went into this pretty cold anyway if I waited. So anyway, so I did enjoy it. It is worth watching if you're wondering. And so if you are also buying this or about to watch it, I would say just go ahead and do that before you listen to the rest of this. Not that I'm going to get into any serious detail, but just in case, you might as well just watch it without. Because there are some cool elements, and not knowing them probably makes this a little better than if you do know them going in. That being said, it's basically the story of a high school girl who is, you know, has a typical high school life and is, you know, dating and hoping to find somebody that she connects with, and then she does. But she starts getting these notes and these weird phone calls, and there's this ex-boyfriend in the background that, you know, may or may not be involved in that. And it turns into a bit of a horror movie. And it actually starts out, this isn't a spoiler, the opening scene is the aftermath of her getting raped by somebody, and you don't know who. And so the movie kind of plays out for most of the runtime as, you know, who was it? Which one of these male characters did this, right? Presumably male characters, right? Because who knows? I mean, I guess it could have been one of the female characters who did it too. But typically in a rape story, and the main character is a woman, I guess that's usually how that goes, right? So I don't think I've seen, I'm sure it exists, but I don't think I've seen any other version of that. Well, almost not. I guess I've seen other versions, but not where it was the point of the movie. So yeah, then this is a made from TV movie from the late 70s. So it's very much a social issue movie, ultimately about rape victims and why the person who commits the rape is so hard to convict and get put away, and why does the justice system work this way? I mean, that message is built into this very much, which is part of the whole TV movie thing a lot of the time, and this does that. It does it well. It's a little on the nose, and in the movie, as many TV movies do, veers into some serious like melodrama and yelling, and that some of which is definitely appropriate, but it's just, it's been a while since I watched one of these that was so obviously like in that storytelling mode. And I think years ago, I probably would have been just like, oh, sort of exasperated by that. But nowadays, you don't see this as much, and I've discovered that I kind of miss it. I miss it a little bit. So it's nice to have this this set. I don't know if all three of the movies are like this, but this one in particular, it really kind of like hits a spot that used to be a much more common thing, you know, whether you were trying to watch a movie like this or not. Now you got to go out of your way to find it, right? Back in the day, you just turn on the TV and flip a channel and one of these things is going to hit you over the head, right? So, so I miss it. I never thought I'd miss this kind of thing. And then this is a good example of it too. And even once that you find out who did it, you know, it continues the storyline a little bit into that. And it doesn't just end right there. And the main character here, what is it? She's played by Kathleen Beller, who looks very familiar. I looked through her filmography though. It's mostly TV, and I'm not sure if I have ever seen her in anything before, but she definitely had a career for a while, and it looks like she retired. And then the other big name in here really is, what's his name? Dennis Quaid. Yeah. So, and he does a good job in this too. And there's some other familiar faces, but he's by far at the biggest name looking back now. At the time, I don't know, you know. They were trying to push Kathleen Beller probably more than him, but looking back, he's the name that stands out. So anyway, this was well worth it. I enjoyed it. There's a fun like photography angle that plays into one of the characters and also into the plot later in the movie. So that's kind of cool to see how that worked. And of course, since it's a TV movie, there's actually a budget. And it's not some super low budget, you know, homemade horror thing, which I also love. And it's also TV horror. So it is not gory or all that. I mean, there's a little bit of graphic content sort of based on the rape, but it, you know, compared to what we're used to from Vinegar Syndrome, it's extremely mild, you know, other than the actual subject matter, which isn't mild, and it still plays very, you still very much hate the character that perpetrates this, and that they, you know, have trouble pinning him down on it. And, so it's worth it. And I'm glad I bought this set. I have a ton of other Vinegar Syndrome movies to go through. And if anyone is listening to this, who's into those, if you make, find me on social media, at Jan Portman at Twitter, or if you like have an Anchor account and leave me a voicemail or something, I will take your recommendations or your requests, if you want me to watch something and review it, because I have quite a few unwatched Vinegar Syndrome movies in my collection at the moment. So if someone feels like that, go for it. Anyway, so that's it. I'm trying to keep these short kind of reaction videos. So until next time when I watch something else, good night. Thanks for listening.